Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I'm going to take some more phone calls here in a minute. I just, you know, we're sitting here and we're asking, is this worse than you? Like, if you looked at this from 10,000 feet and I told you the Browns would be 1-5 after six games before the season, I'd be like, yeah, that probably sounds right. I mean, those six games are going to be tough. You're juggling around four quarterbacks. You're trying to figure out what you're going to do. Here's the inherent problem. Ready? The
defense help me on this, because this is where my computer brain doesn't do well.
The reason you're torn. Like, if they just got beat and for those five games just straight out, and you're like, we're just not a good team. We're horrible. All the way across the board. You could kind of live with that a little bit. The notion that they should have beat Cincinnati that first week. Okay, maybe. I'm just accepting the Green Bay game. I'm going to take it. Of course. Should have beat Cincinnati. You know, you beat Green Bay. Defense played well enough. Minnesota, you should have won. Like, maybe should be 3-3, right? And so the problem is that it's now tugging at your heartstrings, because you're like, man, defense deserves better. Yes, the defense is the reason they didn't beat Minnesota. But it's just like, if you catch a break here, you catch a break there, all of a sudden it flips. It flips. And now you're looking at the AFC North standings and you're going, man, Pittsburgh's in first place at 4-2. They lost to Cincinnati with a guy who started for us the first week of the season. There's just too much mental mind junk going on here. So if you looked at it from the big picture and you said to yourself at the beginning, six games are going to be hard, then maybe 1-5 is much easier to swallow. This isn't pointing fingers anywhere. This is just all about like understanding what we're watching. Just understand it.
Right. And I ask because I walked into this season going, they're going to be bad. This is going to be a bad football team. The writing was on the wall. It was one of those, the credit card bill was due. They were going to have to tear some of this down. They had the oldest roster in football last year. They still have a roster that's a little older than you'd like it to be, though it is starting to shade younger. And the rebuild was coming. And so I looked at this and I saw Vegas going 4.5, and then it moved to 5.5. And I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. And the beginning part of the schedule, I was like, if they come out of this 1-5, I'm not shocked. That's about what I thought it would be. Like, this is where maybe I am a bad fan, and I'll openly admit such things. But, like, this is kind of what I figured. There was no magic bullet. There was nothing that was going to come in here that was going to save this thing. This was going to be a bad season. This was going to be a season of paying off the credit card bill. This was going to be a season of watching Mo Williams and Antoine Jameson and all of those guys, and Tristan Thompson after he got paid, run up and down the floor, and you're sitting there going, okay, the title was a good time, and this is bad. But hey, Anthony Parker might be worth watching. Woo! Like, that's what I figured this was going to be. And this is what it's been. I just never in my life thought you would deal with this much infighting. And I thought the offense would be a little more competent. I'm not going to lie. I thought the losses would be a little bit closer. I thought they'd cover more often. I think Nick Wilson and I were the same way, saying this was going to be the most competitive 2-15 team we've ever watched. Like, it just all went, it's all like stupid things that have caused this thing to head really, really south. And so I'm not shocked. This is what I thought. What has shocked me is the fact that we're all looking at each other going, you smell that in the air? That smells like a loser leaves town match. I never thought we'd be here where we'd be looking at each other going, we need to, like, I figured fans would scream to fire Stefanski because fans have been wanting to fire Stefanski since 2020. But like, I never thought we'd be hearing other places. You know, your journalism sense is starting to tingle a little bit and seeing things go from different areas, go, we might not have a head coach. Or Jeff Phelps walking out and teasing it on the morning show and then coming out on Monday and going, yeah, we might not ever have a head coach here. That's just what my, you know, general thought is telling me. I didn't think we'd be here.
I didn't think we'd be here either. And especially because, you know, these guys are, what are they, thought partners? I don't know what we're all thinking right now. That's the problem with being a thought partner. Jim is in Strongsville. Hey, Jimbo.
What's up, Jim?
Guys, this feels like rock bottom.
It does.
And
it does.
No.
Rock bottom will be after they fire the coach, if they fire the coach.
Well, Jim, let me, Andy.
Yeah.
Let's call nothing rock bottom until we can look back and point to it and say that was rock bottom, because if we keep calling everything rock bottom, it's only going to go lower.
Well, that's true. Having the team moved was truly rock bottom. You know that, Jim. We all know that, right? I mean,
we've hit rock bottom three times, and I'm like, maybe we should stop.
It's all a matter of perspective. But, like, I look at this, I expected them to be bad, but I expected them to be competent. Right now, they're not just bad. They're, like, incompetent. I thought with a head coach like Stefanski, like, I'm not a huge fan, but I'm also not, like, this huge against him that he's terrible. I thought with competent coaching that he was a good enough, competent enough coach that you'd squeeze 7 wins out of this team. But I'm looking around, and I'm like, this offense is terrible. The defense is, I mean, it's good, but they're on the field all the time. I just don't know where you go from here. Yeah, you've got some good young players, but you don't have anybody in any of the skill positions that are difference makers. You don't have a wide receiver. You don't have a left tackle. You don't have a quarterback. And then I look at it and like, okay, we look at Joe Flacco on last night and say, well, you know, look, remember, Stefanski benched him. I look at this whole thing and I cannot believe, I feel like I'm back in like 2002. That's how poor this looks right now.
At least in 2002, we're like, they're still kind of an expansion team, right? We're not.
Kelly Holcomb had a moment in the sun.
Oh, Jim.
Thanks, boys.
All right, we'll talk on Monday, I'm sure.
I wish I could help you, Jim. I have no way to help you.
Mike is in Stowe. Hello, Michael.
How are you, Mike?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hanging in.
Got my health.
This is what. All right, so, like, I'm going to contradict most of what these people are going in and saying, you know, like, look, it's easy to just get real on top of all the what negative stuff is going on, but this is what exactly it's supposed to be. Let me tell everybody a little reality. When I hear people call and say, oh, I really thought they might win 7 games, but yet they don't have a left tackle and they don't have a quarterback and their line stinks and we don't have T. Higgins and we don't have Chase, and but yet Joe Flacco did good because he has all the other stuff, but yet what in the world? People got to start thinking about what it is. What does 7 wins do us? Nothing. It puts us at drafting 13th.
So what? But, I mean, we've sat here. Listen, let me just bring up one point. I'm with you on the majority of what you're saying. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, we got two. We have 2 first-round picks, right? 2.
Yeah,
and I've listened. Hang on. I've listened to, you know, all of our experts say, you know, it really doesn't matter. If you're going to draft a quarterback and he's going to be your quarterback for a long time, he just needs to be in the first round. So does it really matter if we have the first overall pick, the seventh overall pick? I don't know, man. I'll go through all these quarterbacks.
We need more than a quarterback.
I know we do. So here's the other problem. Now if you start thinking, you got to let me finish and then I'll let you talk. Now, all of a sudden, you're taking 2 first round quarterbacks and you're pushing them up and now you've lost one of your first round. Like, I'm with you. Take those 2 picks and make it into something, but people don't trust the front office. Now it's your turn. Go, Mike.
Perfect. I understand why they don't trust the front office. We haven't drafted a good wide receiver here, and we have only drafted quarterbacks later, which not for starting purposes, most likely. We didn't get a chance to do anything better than what we could have at quarterback this year than what we did.
I challenge everybody to go back to the free agency period and look at all the guys who were available, mm-hmm. look at all the quarterbacks we could have drafted, and tell me where you'd like to be right now. Wait, drafting Cam Ward first? How's that working out? Look, let me tell everybody to get a little reality in this. You can only do with what you got. And I'm not a huge Kevin Stefanski fan. But look, when you have this much of a decimated line and you're trying, look, I know nobody likes hearing the word tank on this radio station, so I try to use the whole word, you know, roster evaluation. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, we nobody wants to hear Joe tank, Flacco. Though. Nobody. It's not just us.
I know.
Yeah.
But Joe Flacco wasn't going to be here all season, Andy. We were going to get to these two youngsters, regardless of the reason
True.
Why. We are 1-5 like we thought we likely would be.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly felt this was a 3-13 or 3-14 season, no matter what we did, because we just are undermanned in the wrong places. We're long in the tooth. We're expensive.
Gotcha.
We made a good draft this year.
All right.
But it takes more than that.
Mike, thank you. Appreciate it. What do you got?
A little bit of information coming out of Berea, courtesy of our buddy Zach Jackson of The Athletic. Jack Conklin in uniform, working out on his own, not with the other linemen, in the early open portion of practice. Presumably still part of the concussion.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Protocol. This is what he wrote on Twitter. David Njoku not practicing today. So we'll keep an eye out. Sounds like everybody else might be out there, but David Njoku not practicing today. Jack Conklin off to the side. Kevin Stefanski will hit the podium. Usually it's like, what, 105, 110? Somewhere in there.
Yeah, I don't be interested to hear what he has to say today.
Yeah, the Friday press conference, from somebody who despises press conferences.
I know.
The Friday press conference.
Oh, wait, are you looking forward to today's press conference?
No, it's the only press conference of the week that's worth it.
Mm.
It's short. He really doesn't want to do it. And he comes out and goes, all right, here's who's playing. Here's who's not. Questions. That's what I like.
Dan, I'm going to take one more phone call, and then we're going to do two keys and a lock. So you good with that? Matt, you good with that? You're down with two keys and a lock?
We're ready. Two more.
Oh, you're good? Oh, and we'll take two more, too. Bernard's in a car. Hi, Bernard.
All right, Bernard.
Bernard. Thanks for playing.
That worked out.
All right. Well, he wanted to hear two keys and lock. That's probably why he walked away from the phone. Let's do it. Two keys and a lock. We start with key number one, Dan Menigan.
Run the damn ball.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's going to be a key for all three of us. Do we just all take that as key number one?
Well, the question is why. Why do they? Because it's key number one for me, too. But why?
Because the Dolphins' run defense is absolutely terrible. So that's how you could beat them to begin with. Mixed with the fact that the weather is going to be absolutely abysmal. They're talking winds that are going to find their way into the 50-mile-an-hour range. The best friend for a rookie quarterback is the run game. And the best friend of your offensive line is also the run game. So run a damn ball. It's key number one.
All right, that's awesome. So, Matt, I'll come to you in a second. I'm hoping that's not your key number one, because it was my key number one, too. And it particularly has to do more so. I know people are upset about last week, but it's all about the weather, and you're going to have to be able to run. If it's rain, if it's wind, it's all that stuff going on. I need to call Mark Johnson to find out what the weather's going to be like. completely. We're talking about wind, rain early, cloudy, 96. Ding. 96% chance of rain on Sunday. 96% chance of rain. We're still going to throw the ball, but Quinshon Judkins, this will be your day, my friend. All right, key number one, Matt.
Well, the game high this season for the Browns in rushing attempts, it's 32 against the Vikings in London. And by the time this game is over on Sunday, that game high needs to change. You have to run the crap out of the football. And not just Quinshon Judkins, who, by the way, is averaging 5 yards a carry. So you definitely need to give it to number 10. But also Jerome Ford, Dylan Sampson, mix it up. I mean, with the weather you guys have been talking about, you just have to pound the rock. And you definitely have to have the run game be the forefront of your offensive game plan on Sunday.
Just because I know we have a little extra time here. Anyone think we're going to see Rocket Sanders, the other Sanders?
I hope
this
so.
This week? You think we'll see four backs this week?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Four running backs is silly.
Unless you think you're not throwing the ball at all.
I mean, you have four running backs if you're a service academy. And if you're going to play service academy football, it's going to be a real, real tough way to look at things. Like, that's the only way that this works. I think three is enough. I think you will see Quinshon Judkins get the lion's share. I think you will see Dylan Sampson, and I think you will see Jerome Ford. And frankly, if they try to throw the ball more than like 30 times in this game, God save their souls. I mean, then you really look clueless in front of your fan base. We'll put it that way.
All right. Key number two, Dan Mannigan.
Key number two is get to Tua Tagovailoa. He does not like it when people are around him. He wants to play in rhythm. He wants to play on time. If you could start getting that pass rush at Isaiah McGuire, Alex Wright, let's find out what's going on with Mason Graham, because him not practicing today is definitely a level of concern. Malik Collins has been awesome this season. You have got to get to Tua, because if you make Tua move, Tua makes mistakes. And he can't play on rhythm. Not to mention, they're probably going to try to throw a little bit. But he doesn't exactly have the strongest arm. So, get to Tua Tagovailoa and make him uncomfortable. That's key number two.
Matt, key number two.
The defense just needs to step up and just execute. This is a Miami offense that's the sixth worst in football. So get the front eight in the backfield to stop Devon Achane. Jim Schwartz said it in yesterday's press conference that he is a threat. You have to make life uncomfortable for Tua Tagovailoa, and you have to lock down receivers that really aren't much of a threat, maybe outside Jaylen Waddle. But the bottom line is, you're at home, the weather is going to suck, you're the third best defense in the league. Please look like it on Sunday.
Can we just take it aside for about 30 seconds?
Sure.
Jaylen Waddle touchdown celebration is one of the best in the league, right?
Yeah, you're right.
I love Jaylen Waddle.
You're absolutely
touchdown.
Right, yeah.
Him doing the penguin waddle after he scores a touchdown is just outstanding. It makes me smile every time. All right, sorry.
I'm going to say they're going to have to ignore the noise, right? If for some reason the offense doesn't get moving and they're three and out, and the weather could dictate that more than the actual player talent that you have on the field. But still, if they go three and out, man, our crowd is going to boo. And our crowd is going to be, you know, screaming for Shador. So they're going to have to ignore the noise if they want to just hang tight in this game. It's going to be a weird crowd.
Well, it's going to be horrendous out, so everyone's going to be miserable to start.
It's ignore the noise and get to 20, right? Isn't that what we always have to say? And get to 20. That's a mandatory. I'll give you a third key on that. Get to 20. Man, when I saw Flacco get to 20 by halftime yesterday, I'm like, come on. How many months have I been screaming that? Get to 20. Can they get to 20 this week? Do either one of you guys believe they can get to 20 this week?
Yes.
I don't know. I really don't. Just because of the fact I can see this as a real, like, 16-13 game one in the trenches. I'm not 100% that confident in this offense getting to 20.
Their defense, what's their defense giving up? They gave up 21.
Let me give you a stat.
Kansas City. Hang on, let me just go through this real quick.
Of course.
They gave up 9 to Las Vegas. That doesn't make sense. They gave up 20 to Denver.
You ready?
They gave up 21 to the Giants. They gave up 27 to Washington. And then they gave up, 27 last game, too. It's crazy.
The Dolphins have allowed...
Sorry, I was looking at the Chargers. I was looking at last week's game. forget everything I just told you. Go ahead. This is the kind of day it's been.
Sharp football is where I'm getting this from.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dolphins have allowed opponents to score on a league high of 60% of their possessions this season. That is the highest rate for a team through 6 weeks of the season in the 2000s. 60%. I believe the Browns will get over 20 points.
They have given up 27 or more points in five of their six games.
This defense is bad.
Dear God, can this be the week they get to 20? Please.
31st at EPA as a pass defense, 32nd at EPA as a rush defense.
Indy had 33, New England had 33, Buffalo had 31. The Jets had 21. The Jets had 21 against them.
This defense is bad. You will score over 20 points because this defense is absolutely horrendous.
Give me a lock. Dan, when you're ready, lock it in.
Well, my lock is exactly what we were talking about. I will lock in that the Browns will score over 20 points in this game.
You're giving it. You're going to break the trend.
Lock it in. We're done. The Miami defense is an absolute mess. I have a feeling we are going to see Kevin Stefanski go, all right, let's just hand this bad boy off and get out of this thing as fast as possible. We have the elements lean that direction, and the opponent leads that direction. They're going to run the ball. They're going to make this work. I have a feeling you're going to be over 20 points, and I'll even lock a Browns win.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. This Dolphins team is a mess. I mean, you start the season with your head coach talking about, you know, today's a good day because we're not dead yet. Like, that kind of puts an overall arching figure over the Dolphins at this point.
Matt.
Lock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
For me, two rushing touchdowns courtesy of Quinshon Judkins. Ooh. With one coming from 50-plus. I think he's going to break out a big one there on Sunday.
That's a good lock. Win or lose?
I can honestly see it going either way, but you know what? I've kind of got myself talked into it. We'll go Browns win.
All right, I'll start with the win. I think they're going to win. I don't know if that's good or bad for Kevin Stefanski. I'll be honest. I don't know if it's good or bad for Kevin.
I mean, it has to be good. Aren't you the one who would say that it has to be good?
Does it? Because if they want to, like, who was the coach last year that took the win at the end of the season and cost them draft picks? You know what I'm saying? Like, if Kevin thinks he's, if it's dysfunctional in Berea and Kevin's like, man, I better pack my stuff up before the game, no matter what happens.
He's always said to me, there's no such thing as a bad win, Dan. No such thing as a bad win. You got to get those wins.
I say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I say it.
The hell's happened to you?
No, what I'm saying it is as okay. Far as the future for Kevin Stefanski. Maybe the front office is happy with these losses, and all of a sudden they win, and now your draft pick drops even farther back because now you have two wins, and You know, like I don't know that he can win or lose this week. I just kind of feel like it's all lose for Kevin right now, unless they can string something together. If he wins, I got to believe he'd be back for the next week.
Of course.
You're saying the loser of this game is going to get.
I think it's loser leaves town. I really do.
My lock in this is Harold Fannin touchdown. It just everything screams. It should be Njoku, but I'm saying Fannin this week. And I don't know if you follow along. I think I've been pretty right on my locks. I don't go crazy, you know, off the wall with my locks, but I've been pretty good with everything we've had for a lock here. And the tight ends in this offense with Kevin, and if you're going short yard passing and you're looking for Gabriel, those guys have been pretty sure-handed. With the exception of one big miss last week for Fannin, Fannin's been fun to watch. I like watching him play. I think he's, you know, when six or seven guys are trying to bring him down and he's walking them for another 2 or 3 yards or 4 yards, man, that's Browns football. I think that's what we live for. So, I don't know. I like Harold Fannin Jr. I like Njoku too, but Fannin is my guy. He's my lock this week. So, that's it. Two keys and a lock. You really feel good about a win this week?
Yes. I think they win this week because I have a feeling you're going to see the run game in this. I think the weather is going to cause them to run the ball. I think this team is better at running the ball than the Dolphins are, and their defense can definitely, the Browns defense can stop the run. And so even Devon Achane, however much you want to run him, the Browns defense is so gap sound and so intelligent when it comes to the run game. Now they've had their hiccups in the pass game, but the weather will limit the pass game. And Tua's arm is not built for serious wind. So if they get in a position where they got to throw.
Whose is?
I mean, Dan Marino, John Elway, that guy who's playing in Tampa that I don't want to bring up because he's going to send you in a spiral.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I mean, those
you had to bring. We almost went a whole segment without talking
Rogers.
About Baker.
Those are the kind of guys who, like, okay, you can sling it in the garbage. Tua is not one of those. Tua does not have the arm strength to sling it in the garbage.
I think they win this week, too.
I really do. I think they win this game.
Next week will be interesting at New England.
And now then we're at the having Jets. A different now you're back conversation. On
the road. Man, this schedule, I didn't realize how road heavy the schedule is.
Yeah, and then it's very home heavy on the back end when it's going to be snowing.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, NFL.
Well, you know.
At least we know every game's at 1 o'clock.
We could hear every crusty person call up and talk about how much they love football in the snow as they sit at home on their sofas in their blankets.
You think Joe Burrow's back by week 18?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
Yes. What I saw yesterday, I think they're talking like even beginning of December, he might have a shot to come back.
Let's talk about something good in football. Let's talk about something, a team that's on a roll, a team that's playing very good football right now, a team that returns back to the field tomorrow at 3:30. And the man who can always help us out when it comes time to talk about your Ohio State Buckeyes, you know what? He is the man, the myth, and the legend. Of course, he's on that fan hotline. He is Mr. Tim May. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Do they know what they're doing? Who's doing it? Who's calling the shots? I mean, what are we thinking? I mean, I don't even understand what's going on.
And let's bring in Tim May.
Just things I heard as I was mythically walking down the streets of Brook Park, the new Browns home.
Oh, yeah. You were at the Dome by yourself, huh?
No, just thinking, what are people asking on the street today about the way the Browns, the direction they're headed after, once again, another Flacco.
Sacco?
Flacco sensation.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think of it? What do you think?
I'm stammering because I cannot believe you trade a guy you think is washed up to a divisional rival. I just don't get that, and that should have been pie in the face right there because – not only was that a spectacular game last night, it was a win over a divisional foe. So that's what I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Are they questioning whether – you know, it's funny, Dan, do you think – and I want your opinion on this too.
No, most
do you think the Browns think he was washed up or they were just like, if he's not going to start for us, let's go let him start somewhere else?
I think it's the second option.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Why would you
– I don't think Kevin thought he was washed out. Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Why would you help a divisional foe? I mean – but I don't care, you know, to be honest with you, because they don't know. It's clear after low these many years that, they've restarted the rebuilding project up there so many times. You know, they built the pyramids, all three pyramids faster than the Browns have built themselves into a championship outfit because the Browns still haven't done it yet. But
yeah.
But, I mean, I'm guaranteeing you, my son – my son Corey, a huge Browns fan. I know what he was thinking last night. He was telling me. And just run, not that one guy necessarily is a difference, but how long are you going to keep saying that? I mean, that's what Browns.
Well, the other question is, how many times
be pulling their hair out, man?
I mean, they're regressing at core again. Like they regressed. Brian Hoyer was hot, and then they went to Johnny the Joke after that. Yeah. You know, Baker Mayfield was hurt, trying to figure it out. Did you want to give him the long contract? Said no. We're going to Deshaun Watson. So it's the regression part. So like, can we talk about something good, Tim? Because I am just
I just
fried.
Want to let you know that I had my ear to the ground up there.
Well, thank you. You're a correspondent in Columbus right now.
Buddy, I don't even think you had to have your ear to the ground to hear everybody yelling from Cleveland.
Right in the middle of it last night.
I think you could just pick your head up and go, oh, yeah, there it is.
I usually, this time of the week, I have my eyes in the weeds trying to find my golf ball. But this time I had my ear to the ground.
Yeah, the Browns are trying to find their golf ball, too, right now. Hey, Wisconsin, tomorrow, 3:30 for your number one Buckeyes. Luke Fickell in a bit of a pickle at Camp Randall. Your thoughts on tomorrow's game?
Give me a nickel.
Oh. Don't be fickle. I rarely use that. I can't do that.
You already used fickle. Yeah. But in another sense.
Yeah.
My view is Ohio State should take care of business on the road. I expect them to, based on the way they played at Washington, the way they played at Illinois, and now they're playing a much lesser opponent. And so I'm not going to overplay this game because, but there's a huge but there. Mm-hmm.
Was there a joke there? Were you waiting for a baby's got back?
Yeah.
Song? Okay.
You know how you have something and you go, should I throw that out there?
Oh,
and you
go, no. Every other sentence.
Don't get fired.
Don't get fired.
I don't want to get people fired. Yeah. But there's that butt again. There's that huge butt again. We all know what UCLA did against Penn State 3 weeks ago. Which started the whole world spinning again, which sent basically James Franklin into oblivion. And this is an even larger but.
Oh, my heavens.
Wisconsin does not have a quarterback. UCLA had a quarterback in Nico Iamaleava. No matter how you pronounce his last name, suddenly with Jerry Neuheisel calling the plays, and coaching him up, suddenly UCLA has an offense and a little bit of a defense. And the point is, I don't see that happening with Wisconsin tomorrow. My point is, you take nothing for granted, but this is a much different circumstance in a lot of ways. And it's just amazing that you get beat in overtime by Oregon. And really, you don't look that bad. I'm talking about Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 weeks later, you know, your coach is gone. You're out of contention for the Big Ten championship game. You're out of contention to make a college football playoff, which, by the way, you made a year ago in advance to the national semifinals before getting beat by Notre Dame, which played Ohio State for the championship. And, and now all of a sudden that program over there is in disarray. The point I'm getting to here is I don't see Wisconsin on the level of UCLA by what I just said a minute ago. They don't have a quarterback of substance.
And there you have it.
Tim, a question that was texted to me by a relative in Wisconsin.
Oh.
Could you please take Luke Fickell with you when you leave?
Wow. That's a lot to put into a station wagon. Next question.
Are we listening to Polka all the way home or no?
I don't know.
It has seemed that this whole Luke Fickell hire in Wisconsin has been an absolute mess.
Remind me of that station wagon in National Lampoon Vacation where they got all this stuff loaded on top and then bags keep popping off of it at different times. You know what I mean?
And at another time, Aunt Edna.
Aunt Edna is the problem I'm worried about.
We don't need it. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about Luke Fickell. And I was talking about this on another radio show. Yes, I was.
Oh, you're cheating on us. That's all right.
Actually, about three or four times you guys usually every Friday. But the bottom line is, when he took that job, almost seemingly in desperation, because he knows he had stepped aside with two other probably golden opportunities to go to USC at one point and to interview early and go to Notre Dame, and he didn't do that, and because he wanted to be with his team as it played in a bowl game. I'm talking about when he was at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And then he took, here comes the, you know how, I don't know if you guys ever rode city buses, but I've ridden them before.
Yes.
Way back when, and you're on the phone or something's going on, you miss this bus, and it's one of the new modern ones they've got that runs on natural gas, and then another one comes by, it's one of those double ones that runs on natural gas, and it's so smooth, hardly makes a sound, and then you finally get off the phone, and it's one of the old, the next bus is one of these old diesels, you know, that's still spewing smoke and fumes, and it's about half as long, and everybody's hanging on ropes inside, and that's kind of the bus he got on, man. And he tried to bring it up to modern specifications by bringing in Phil Longo and trying to run, in essence, a much more modern offense than Wisconsin folks were used to. Didn't happen. And now he's tried to retrench this year. On the way, by the way, he's lost his starting quarterback the last couple of years. I mean, and like I just said a while ago, there's no Nico Iamaliava sitting there in the wings after he lost his starter this year. So it's just all kinds of circumstances. Sometimes you just kind of go, you know what? This didn't work for both parties.
What would happen next for him, for Luke?
I have no idea. I mean, we've seen so many guys resurrect their careers.
True.
Not the least of which is, for example, a guy that's playing in a huge game this week, had his team in a huge game this week, Lane Kiffin. We've seen in the NFL, you've seen some guys, you know, step back, learn the game and step back. I mean, look at Mike Vrabel and where he's got New England playing right now after, you know, the candle kind of burning out with Tennessee. I mean, there are all kinds of things where you can step back. I wouldn't be surprised to see him if, in fact, something did happen with him. And, you know, that's really putting the cart before the horse because they just re-upped him to a really nice extension in the offseason because they had faith in him. But, you know, you could see him going and being with his friend Mike Vrabel at New England.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all kinds of possibilities. But and I like Luke a lot. I've known him since he was 16 years old. And I know what he's capable of. Anybody saw that at Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you make that step, if you don't make it to the right place, you can be the best coach in the country. It doesn't matter. I mean, I think Matt Rhule is a very – very talented head football coach who, you know, did some really nice things at Temple and Baylor before he decided to go to the NFL where it just didn't work. Took a few years for him and the Carolina Panthers to understand that, but it just didn't work. Now he's back in Nebraska, and boy, he's really been trying to, I'm going to jump to another analogy, really been trying to turn around that oil tanker in a narrow strait for a couple of years now. You know, it doesn't – just because you got it done somewhere else doesn't mean you can immediately snap your fingers and get it done. But – and here's another huge but. Are you listening?
I am listening. This is a lot of but.
Every administrator in the country is eyeballing what Kurt Cignetti has done
at
Indiana.
Yes.
He didn't turn it around last year in a fluke or aberration – as he's proven this year, and you guys heard me talk about this on your show heading into the season. I thought going into this year, Indiana had a chance to be better than it was last year for several reasons, not the least of which was they had a major upgrade at quarterback. Where did they get that quarterback? In the transfer portal. Fernando Mendoza, as I like to say.
Yes.
And so the problem is, if you ever look around and you talk about facilities or you talk about we don't have enough NIL money or you throw any other excuse out there as a head coach now, Kurt Cignetti came in from James Madison with a plan and turned that plan came to fruition. He brought some what a lot of people thought were lesser than transfer portal guys, but guys who knew him, knew his system. He brought his coaching staff with him. Guys who understand him are in alignment with him and are all preaching the same gospel with probably not just the same words, but also having the same thoughts before they utter those words. And you see what that can do. It can be done. Who was Kurt? You know, I know you can Google him, But who knew who Kirk Cignetti was before he showed up at Indiana and won about half of his games last year at the beginning of the year? Who the hell is this guy? Well, he's right. Google him. He's won.
He got paid on top of it, and good on him for getting paid.
Well, he deserved it.
Absolutely.
Dude, like I just said a while ago about the facilities, now he's got everybody, he's got people on board, everybody in alignment at Indiana. Indiana is not really hurting for NIL money now. They're building even, you know, they're improving their facilities. They improved the coaching staff pay along with his pay. What was that, yesterday or day before yesterday when he made it clear he's not going anywhere. He loves Indiana. He's 64 years old, 7 years younger than me. And he signed a thing that'll keep him there into the 30s. The bottom line is Indiana suddenly right in front of your very eyes, one of the great magic tricks ever. Indiana has transformed from a basketball school to a football school in 2 years.
Hmm. I still wonder, though, and after watching that Indiana-Oregon, I'm wondering, after watching Indiana-Oregon and saying, okay, if Indiana is the number three team in the country right now, what's the gap between Indiana and Ohio State? And to me, and I'm not trying to be a homer, but I Ohio State, to me, looks significantly better. Maybe I'm a homer.
Than Indiana?
Yes.
Oh, dude, did you see Indiana?
I did.
Illinois?
Yes.
Did you see Indiana beat Oregon 30-20?
Yes.
And of those 20 points, 7 came as a result of a pick 6. They beat.
So are you saying to me, Tim May, if Indiana and Ohio State played today, you would take Indiana?
No, I'm not saying that. You're putting words in my mouth. Counselor?
Yes.
You're putting words in my mouth, counselor.
Okay,
you
I'm getting in trouble.
The truth.
I can't.
All that other
What's
stuff.
The, just quickly, how far apart are Indiana and Ohio State in 2 sentences?
How's each other playing on that very day? Indiana's got a very nice football team that's playing like a team and has a nice quarterback. Do they have a better quarterback than Ohio State? No, they do not. Do they have better wide receivers than Ohio State? No, they do not. Better defensively across the board talent-wise? No. But if you're playing as a unit, you can get it done. And so I think it'd be a hell of a game. I think it's the game we're going to see the first weekend in December.
There you go. All right, let's see it in the Big Ten Championship. Tim, you know I love you. I'll talk to you later, man.
You got it.
Thank you.
Talk soon.
All right, he was the amazing Tim May. And, of course, you want to make sure you catch out the Tim May podcast because he's got some good stuff on there, especially when it comes to your Buckeyes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.